And now it's time to chain fire freedom with Clover Tack Talk. Here's your host, Chris Dover.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Clover Tack Talk. And today we're going to be talking with Luke from Shoot Perfect Training Academy in Lufkin, Texas. And those guys down there do all types of various firearms trainings. But before we get Luke on the line here, let's take care of some business and tell you guys about CloverTac.com. And there on CloverTac.com, you have the ability, of course, to contact us. We always like hearing from our CloverTac crew out there. And you can start a conversation, make suggestions for upcoming shows. We enjoy hearing from our fans out there. While you're there, check out the CloverTac Thoughts blog. And finally, you will find a ton of affiliates and sponsors there on CloverTac.com. And by shopping those affiliates and sponsors through CloverTac.com, you can help support our efforts here on the show. And I've got Luke on the line here from Shoot Perfect. How are you today, Luke?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I am well, brother.
Tell us
a little bit, if you will, about what you guys do down there, what you have to offer.
Well, you know, we're listed as a firearm academy, and we teach a whole bunch of different courses. We mainly teach a lot of license to carry stuff. That's what a lot of people have come to us, but we branch out into pretty much every different style and type of shooting there is. We've got courses all the way from basic firearm knowledge to advanced tactical black gun courses to long-range marksmanship. In fact, here recently, we've been partnering with some of the Real Camo Girls. You know Cherry Teich?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, she's one of the Real Camo Girls on that team down here in East Texas. Wonderful woman. And she's really one of the big personas of that group, and she pushes women in the hunting field. Great woman to be around, great hunter, great shooter. And we're actually teaching her how to shoot long distance and how to learn how to use that night force scope of hers to its maximum potential. We teach ballistic calculation, minute of angle, MRAD, ranging your target with your scope as opposed to having to use a laser rangefinder, that kind of stuff.
Now, when you say long distance, what are we talking long distance? What are we considering long distance?
Well, we only have capability of shooting out to 800 yards where we're at.
Okay.
And we're just sort of limited by the space and where we are. However, the calculations and the minute of angle calculations and the using your reticle and using your scope, that is good all the way out as far as you can shoot.
Correct.
And once you learn the fundamentals and once you learn how to use the optics and stuff like that to its maximum point, then all it is on you.
That's absolutely correct, and that's one thing that that falls on deaf ears with some folks. They think in order to be able to shoot 1,000 yards, they need 1,000 yards to practice on, and
that's not necessarily the case.
It's just like sighting your AR or anything else in. You can sight it in at 25 yards if you know your dope. And you like you say, you know your minute of angle, you know your drop. If you know your ammunition, then that's the way that a lot of snipers in the military and whatnot, that's how they get those one-shot, one-kills is
they're able to
range it and dial their scope in accordingly and get it done. So,
well, that's my background, Chris. I was at 25th Infantry Division. I was in the Scout Sniper Platoon there at headquarters, and I was Iraq, Afghanistan. And that's my background. My background is ballistic calculation, minute of angle, ballistic drop, learning how to adjust to the correct yardage. That's what I used to do, and so when I got out, my main thing was I want to bring this knowledge that I have to the public. I want them to be able to understand the capabilities that their scopes have. You know, the old Kentucky windage stuff doesn't always cut the mustard, and you've got to be able to know what your scope is capable of.
Yeah, on the fly, the Kentucky windage works good, and for all of us country boys out here, I know we're pretty good at that, and mm-hmm. you know, we're pretty good to just kind of figure it out on the fly. But you know, when you're talking about environmental variables and things of that nature, you know, a lot of times you can have 2 and 3 crosswinds that you're dealing with, and
yes,
Kentucky windage doesn't work really well for trying to calculate, you know, that many crosswinds into the picture.
You're 100% correct. You know, here in the Piney Woods of East Texas, Kentucky windage is fine. You're shooting out to 150, 200 yards. You've got long pine trees blocking wind for you, and, you know, you're getting that whitetail there. That's fine. But let's say that you got an opportune hunt coming up in Fredericksburg, to where you're going to be able to go out there and hunt some black buck or some audit or axis deer, something really cool where you got a shot out to 800, you know, 900,000 yards. And you get out there and there's canyons and there's valleys in there where you may have 2 or 3 different wind variables coming from 2 or 3 different directions that you're going to have to account for from point A to target. And you know the old saying, if you can't ethically make the shot, don't take the shot.
Right.
So that's where this kind of calculation and this kind of training and this kind of stuff comes into play in a hunter aspect.
Right. Well, that's definitely some very advanced stuff there. Let's talk a little bit about what about those folks that maybe have never fired a firearm in their life, maybe even never held one. Very basic courses. What do you guys have to offer there in that category?
Well, we have a few different instructors that work for us. I'm one of the instructors, and we've got Billy Donaldson and Roper Brooks, and they instruct with me, and we go about doing our best to create a positive base to build on. We have NRA basic courses, the basic pistol, rifle, things of that nature, and they are affiliated with an NRA training program. But then we also have our own courses that we've developed over the years that start from a very, very basic knowledge and then build up. And they actually link together with our other courses. Our basic pistol course, for instance, in Shoot Perfect's basic pistol course, we go over how to break down your firearm and clean it, what all the aspects of the firearm are and how they work together to hit the target. The firing pin is here. It's released by the sear, which ignites the primer, which ignites the powder, which pushes the bullet forward, hitting the grooves, twisting the bullet to where it impacts the target here. This is proper sight picture, sight alignment. This is your proper thumbs forward grip. And then what we do is we take that and we build upon that basic shooting knowledge, and we move forward to a course that we like to call the practical carry course. And what that course right there is it's taking those basic knowledge points that we gave you, and we expound upon them to where it's everyday life. If you're carrying a firearm in everyday life and somebody comes up to threaten you in a Walmart parking lot, what are you going to do?
Right.
How are you going to react to that situation? And that's what we teach. We teach the real life, everyday scenario stuff that actually works.
And I think starting off with familiarity of how the firearm works, I think that is a really critical step. And I'm glad that you guys offer a course where you start that. I was speaking with a gentleman yesterday. He's not by any means an anti-gunner. He's one of those that doesn't practice, but you know, like everybody should, you know, respects our right to do it. And
yes,
was talking with him about it. We almost always, when I see him, like I said, he lives in Tyler. He's a city boy. And almost always when I see him, we get into some type of a gun conversation. And
well,
yesterday,
it's the best type of conversation to get into.
Right. I'm going to get him licensed to carry eventually, I think. But, you know, I was explaining to him that, you know, you don't have to be a gun guy to have a license to carry. And that one of the things that I think that intimidates folks like that have not ever touched a firearm, they they hear guys like you and me having the conversations like we're having today, and it intimidates them. And there should be, you know, just because we love it and we live it, that's a totally separate area of, you know, of dealing with firearms. There's nothing wrong with knowing the basics. Knowing the basics will quell any fear that you have, you know, that firearm is some mythical, dangerous item. It's not. It's a very simple machine, in fact. It's not going to jump up off the table and kill anyone. And once those people are comfortable and they understand how that firearm works, and what I was telling him, you know, once you get into it and you see that, you know, there's nothing to be scared about, then you progress from there into your basic course and get your license to carry. And, you know, you may only shoot that firearm a few times a year, you know, just to make yourself familiar with the manipulation and the safety features and that sort of thing. But you've got that in a situation where you can defend yourself. And I told him, I said, it's not about, you know, he's married and he has kids. And I told him, I said, you know, it's not even about you protecting you at that point. It's about, you know, you being able to protect your family. You know, if I'm out and about and you know, something happens and I get killed, that's one thing. If I'm there and my family members are in danger and I have no way to try to prevent that, you know, I don't have to live with my death, but I do have to live with the death of my family members, if that makes sense.
So I 100% agree with that.
Those basic courses, I think, are great for pulling in those folks that may be scared or may be intimidated by.
You know, Chris, that's an excellent point. And one of the things that we actually do in that basic course is we take a cleared firearm. That's all it is metal and wood. You know, because it's usually a 1911 style firearm, so it's got the wooden grip. So all it is metal and wood, sit it right there. Then we take a hammer and we sit it right beside it. And we ask the people, what's the difference between these two? And every single time, they're always like, oh, that one's dangerous, or that's a gun, that's a hammer. I'm like, no, they're both tools. They're exactly the same thing. It's just they're used for different purposes. Mm-hmm. And then we break them down in each way. And I say, this one right here has wood and metal. This one right here has wood and metal. This particular one is used for a different purpose than this one, but they're both tools. And it really sparks this idea in these people's heads that, okay, all it is metal and wood. If it doesn't have a bullet in it, it's just a hunk of metal and sometimes wood. That's it. And it's how you use it that makes it into something else. A hammer is just as dangerous as a gun is. And people just don't actually think about it in those ways until you point it out and show it to them. And then they start to get comfortable. And then they start to listen. And then they start to learn. And then they learn. What we're trying to teach them is, we're not trying to teach them just for their own safety. We're trying to teach them for their children's safety, their wife or their husband's safety, for that third party at Walmart that doesn't have a firearm or doesn't have a way to defend themselves and they're there. It gives you the opportunity to not be the victim.
Right. And not, you know, that's where the rubber meets the road, so to speak, is, you know, is not being a victim. And you know, even in a situation, you know, I was telling him that, you know, all situations, he got into the mentality, which a lot of folks that are not enthusiast, I guess, may be the word. A lot of those folks, they look at you and I, and they get some misconceptions about things. And one of the ones he brought up yesterday in our conversation was, I don't remember verbatim exactly the conversation, but, and it wasn't, it was along this lines, but it wasn't these words, but it was basically that, you know, was when I carry, do I look for trouble, I guess, basically, is what he's getting at. And what I explained to him was, you know, in a situation with, I think, most people that carry, they're definitely not looking for trouble. And I told him, I said, there's times, I'm sure, that that happen across the country that people are faced with a situation to where they could pull that firearm and they don't. And I gave him an example. This is the example I gave him. I said, you know, let's say I'm with my wife and we're in this big fancy jewelry store, and in walks two masked men, and they have AKs, and they have not fired. They have not, you know, they have not fired up in the air. They have not anything. They're just waving them around. They're basically busting cases. They tell everybody to get on the floor. They're busting cases, and they're putting diamonds in a bag, and they're running out the door. I don't know in that situation. I don't know that the threat level for my life or anybody's life in that jewelry store, I don't know that I would pull and fire. On the flip side of that, if it was a situation to where they were firing those AKs before they ever came through the door, they had already killed two or three people, at that point, it would be a situation where I would likely pull and fire. And I told him it's a situational thing, that, you know, the situation may not warrant it. It's you know, I feel an obligation to protect life. I don't know that I feel an obligation to protect that jewelry store's diamonds, if that makes any sense. You know, I don't know that I want to put my life, I don't know that I want to put my life on the line for their diamonds, so to speak.
I agree wholeheartedly with what you're saying there. And I would say that a good 90% of the personnel out there carrying a firearm today are going to be doing the exact same threat level assessment type of situation as what you're talking about. The majority of people carrying a firearm out there, they're out there to preserve life. They don't want to take life. I don't want to take life. And if all that dude wants is diamonds, shoot, man, have at it. I'm not there to protect that store's property, that store's merchandise. I'm there to keep them from hurting another person. That's all we're there for.
Sure, yeah. You know, insurance policies can replace diamonds is the way I look at it. So
insurance can replace a product. They can't replace a life.
Exactly, yes. So what else? We talked about the long range training. We talked about the basic. What else? Is there anything else that you guys have going?
We do. We offer, like I said, a wide variety of courses. We offer the basic course. We offer advanced pistol and rifle courses. We also have started offering a product that has actually taken off quite well. A bunch of churches out of Buna, Texas, Central and First Baptist out of Buna, Texas, a few other churches here in Lufkin, Texas, have actually taken advantage of this a few times. And what we call it is emergency response training. And a lot of churches nowadays are setting up what they call ERTs, or emergency response teams, or first responder teams, or something like that. And all it is it's the people in the church getting together and saying, okay, if something were to happen, these are the people who we would like to react to that threat. If something were to happen, not saying they're looking for it, not saying they want it to happen, but just saying that the possibility is there. And if someone were to come into that church with hostile intent, these personnel would react to defend the other personnel in the church. So what we did is, as opposed to having these churches just point out random guys saying, okay, you got a license to carry, cool, you sit here. You got a license to carry, you sit here. Without any actual training, well, we developed a program and put it together with some different techniques from law enforcement, military, and a few other different organizations that we put together to allow these churches to come out here and train their personnel to where they work together as a team, as opposed to having these individual people who all learned how to shoot differently, who all learned how to move differently, who all learned how to do these things differently. Now they can come out as a group, train together, learn the same techniques, and then are better prepared to defend their church and their group better. And it's actually become quite a popular course over recent months. And I can imagine. To see that.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that that's another thing that we do offer. And then we've recently started doing a lot of product review. We got requests from all over the country to review some products, review some things, because people have watched some of our videos, seen some of the things we do, and they say, well, we want to know, does this actually work? So we've gotten some product in. We're doing some reviews right now, and y'all will be able to see those coming up on our Facebook page and Instagram feeds. And we're really looking forward to our relationship that we're developing with some of these manufacturers. Some of them are quite good, actually, and we're actually looking forward to that. And, we have just a wide variety of stuff that we are starting to put into the wheel of things that we offer the public.
Right. That's good to know. Back on the church thing, something that you mentioned there is the group training. I think there's a certain aspect of group training that is beneficial, and that's the trust factor when you do that group training. I know that one thing that's an issue for me out in the world is, you know, I know a lot of other people have a license to carry, and I know if I'm in a restaurant setting or whatever, and something was to happen, odds are there would be several people in that restaurant that have a license to carry. What I do not know is if I can trust their competency with that firearm. And so having that group training, I think, in that setting, I think it's beneficial to that trust factor for that particular church team.
It definitely is. It definitely is. It's amazing the level of confidence you see in the group coming in and then leaving. You've got guys coming in where they're joking with each other and kind of dogging on each other about, oh, you got to be careful about so-and-so, you got to be careful about so-and-so, and then the jokes switch somewhere along the line during the training of the day. The jokes in the afternoon switch to, man, you better be careful about so-and-so because he'll get you, they're good, this and this, as opposed to dogging on each other. Now they're lifting each other up and they're trusting each other more and saying, I want him having my back, I want him or her or him having my back, as opposed to when they first got there, they're dogging on each other, and then when they leave, they're lifting each other up in this confidence that has built between the group to where it's much more camaraderie, much more, that they're much more of a tight-knit group, they're much more confident in each other's abilities as they leave, to where that now they know if something were to happen, they know what let's just say Bob, they know what Bob's going to do, and so they know what they have to do.
Right.
And it's really cool to see that transformation. You know, and we usually offer this in a two-day course. We'll go to your church or something like that and go over kind of an assessment of what the layout is of your church, and we'll give you a threat assessment analysis is what we call it. We'll get a layout of your church, and we'll show you where the weak points are, and we'll show you, like, if your doors are not the slam lock doors but the bar doors, we'll tell you, hey, look, you may want to think about changing this door out to a slam lock door, or you may want to think about gating this area in or something like that. Just a threat assessment of your church, saying, this is the weak point. You may want to put a parabolic mirror here at this corner so you can see around this corner. Different things like that. And that's a one-day thing. We'll go in there, we'll talk to you, we'll get a layout kind of design of your church, and then we'll have a little bit of a half day in the classroom. Sometimes we have to stretch it to 3 days because of the lack of knowledge that people have and how long we have to spend in the classroom. Just kind of depends on the group. And then we get on the range, and we spend as much time on the range as we possibly can, and we deal with things specific to your church. If your church has a lot of corners and a lot of hallways and a lot of turns, then we're going to deal with clearing a corner, clearing around a room without having that crossfire situation, learning how to move together as a group and trust each other, and learning how to react, engage the threat safely.
Right. Well, we're running up against the clock here, so if you would, let everybody know how to get in touch with you guys down there.
Yeah, we're located in Lufkin. We partner with Custom Guns and Ammo off 842. You can call us at 936-414-9513. You can find us on Facebook at Shoot Perfect ETX. We also have the website, www.shootperfect.com. It'll link you to the Facebook page. Then you can find us on Instagram at shoot_perfect_TX. And we look forward to seeing some of y'all out in class, seeing some of y'all learning these techniques.
And hopefully some folks will contact you and get out there and definitely partake of that training. I hate that our time has run thin. I will definitely have you back if you are willing, Luke. Appreciate you joining us today.
That's not a problem. It's been a blast. It's been a lot of fun. Good conversation. And we look forward to talking with you again, Chris.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir.
Well, we are flat out of time for this episode. Want to thank you guys for listening. Hope you join us next time here on Clover Tech Talk. Until then, you guys take care. Bye.